where today was the first full day of testimony in the trial against disgraced former Philadelphia homicide detective Phil Nordo. He's accused of sexually assaulting three men who were witnesses or informants in homicide investigations, and one of those accusers was among the first to take the stand, as we hear from KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
The man says he first met Phil Nordo during the murder investigation of police officer Moses Walker Jr. in 2012. It started, he says, because he got pulled over by police because he had a similar car to the one seen driving near the scene. He did tell them at the time that he had a relative who also had a similar car. The accuser was tearful when he first took the stand, so much so the judge had to take a brief break for him to collect himself. He remained calm through the prosecution's questions, saying Nordo first assaulted him in an official police car at 24th and Parrish that night, threatening to arrest him or take his kids. The man says he eventually met up with Nordo in a Hilton hotel near the Roundhouse, thinking they'd talk about the investigation. And that's when he says Nordo forced him into sex. The accuser became agitated when the defense crossed. They pointed out his story now was different than it was from a grand jury 4 years ago. Many times the accuser couldn't remember dates or exact locations, but described the hotel room setup. The man testified he received $20,000 in reward money from Officer Walker's homicide investigation. The defense has said he was given it because he helped identify one of the suspects. The prosecution said four others helped identify the shooters. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.